simple and easy to use. With Legacy Box, you can reclaim all the priceless footage that you haven't been able to see in years. Visit legacybox.com/Kirk to take advantage of this limited time offer for 50% off and discover the magic of bringing your past back into view anytime, anywhere. Take advantage of this exclusive offer today and then use their kit whenever you're ready. That's legacybox.com/Kirk to save 50% off. Legacybox.com/Kirk. I have personally used it. I send in family memories. It's easy to use. Legacybox.com/Kirk for 50% off this week. Legacy Box is offering 50% off this week.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Keep contaminants out of our storm drains and out of our waters. Grass clippings, fertilizer, yard waste, they all contaminate our stormwater. Litter, pet waste, they also contaminate it. Fluids from leaking vehicles run right in there. All stormwater goes untreated directly to our local waterways. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message sponsored by the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Members of the U.S. military will be required to have their COVID-19 vaccinations beginning on September 15th, according to the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says troops are already required to get several vaccinations for things from anthrax to chickenpox.
I think there's 17 total. There's 8 at least I know of that you have to get just to go to boot camp. It just becomes part of that regimen. And I think the secretary believes that the men and women of the military, even the ones that have been hesitant, will comply with that should it take that.
Austin's decision comes a bit more than a week after President Biden told defense officials to develop a plan requiring troops to get shots as part of a broader campaign to increase vaccinations in the federal workforce. The New York Assembly is working expeditiously to complete its impeachment investigation of Governor Andrew Cuomo and bring a sad chapter of the state's history to a conclusion. That, according to New York Assembly Speaker Carl Eastie.
The governor has clearly lost the confidence of the majority members of the New York State Assembly. The Attorney General's report lays out in painful detail the many instances and ways in which he reportedly harassed and created a hostile work environment.
Meanwhile, the leader of Time's Up, the Me Too era organization devoted to fighting sexual harassment, has resigned under fire for advising Governor Cuomo's administration in its efforts to discredit one of Cuomo's accusers. Time's Up says it agreed with Roberta Kaplan that stepping down as chair of the group's board of directors was the right and appropriate thing to do. Arkansas has set a new record for the number of people hospitalized because of COVID-19 as the state's coronavirus surge continues. The state on Monday reported its COVID-19 hospitalizations rose by 103, its biggest one-day increase to 1,376. This is SRN News.
Involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated text.
Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, it's back to school for more than 300,000 Clark County School District students as the new school year begins today. It's the first time since March of last year that students in all grades will be offered full-time in-person learning. In addition to in-person classes, 12 schools across the district are offering full-time distance learning options. The new school year welcomes two new campuses, Gunderson Middle School in the Mountain's Edge development and Brown Elementary in Henderson. A waiver from the Department of Agriculture allows all students to get free breakfast and lunch this school year. And, of course, remember, slow down in the school zones. Another record month for Las Vegas home prices as the median sales price of previously owned single-family homes topped $405,000 in July, 2.5% better than the previous record high in June, and nearly 23% more than the same time just a year ago. Local real estate experts say the median sales price may soon be out of reach for the average home buyer. They say it may soon be difficult for first-time home buyers and working-class families to afford a home.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Heavy volumes, but the speeds aren't all that bad through the resort corridor right now. The 15, you're averaging between 45 and 50 miles per hour between Okie and Tropicana both directions. Bumper-to-bumper conditions continue into the Spaghetti Bowl, though. 515 northbound at Pecos and 515 west at Las Vegas Boulevard.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Monday, brand new week, and the first day of school. What was it like around your household? If you've got school-age youngsters in the Clark County School District, this was day one of the 2021 school year. It'll be interesting to see how it went. I know I saw buses all over the place in my neighborhood, so that immediately told me, oh, it's the first day of school. A guy that tracks a lot when it comes to education is Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And Victor, good morning. How was it different at the Jakes household?
Well, for some reason, our school doesn't start till next week, so not all that different. But I know a lot of parents, it was a busy day and wonderful to see kids on the buses, walking to school, going back to class in person. That is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and the fact that there are still a bunch of schools that do have distance learning options, if somebody's not comfortable, I guess, with sending your kid to school, you can do it virtually.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I think it's great to give parents options, but I also think it's telling that I'm trying to think what the report was. I think 12 schools have full-time distance learning available. So you're looking at around, you know, maybe 3% of schools, which I think kind of gives you a sense of how popular what happened last year was. Most kids are going to want to be in school, and for most kids, that's a really good thing to have a chance to go to school in person.
Any reports on how day one went? Did the buses all get to where they were supposed to and pick up all the kids they were supposed to, and all the classrooms were ready? Any reports on how it went?
You know, I'm sure there were the normal hiccups of welcoming back 300,000 people onto campuses, but I haven't heard anything too crazy at this point.
Let me just ask you, we are in the midst of a pandemic, and it's really rough going right now. And in some states, it's really, really rough, Texas and Florida. And I'm just curious relative to all of this that we've been talking about, the pandemic. Are there going to be any special challenges that the district CCSD is going to have to make with the pandemic?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of requirements regarding, contact tracing. If someone at the school catches COVID, obviously there's a masking requirement for the buses and for indoors. I think that's going to be a big challenge. I think you're just going to see a lot of restrictions on how much students, can intermix. You know, if you kind of have your classroom, your pod, I think there's going to be limits on how much those students mix with other classrooms and other pods.
And more than that, though, are there things that are going to have to change around schools that will be different for parents? That will obviously the mask mandate for the students is going to be a challenge. Anything else like that, though, you see coming down the pike?
You know, not really. I think we're kind of in the point where we've lived with the coronavirus for over a year. We have very effective vaccines. If you want to ease your mind about the coronavirus, then I encourage you to go get a vaccine. I mean, even with the cases growing, the number of vaccinated people in the hospital is quite low, and especially when you consider that, if you're older, you're much more likely to have been vaccinated. And so seeing the low numbers is especially encouraging in that respect. But I think we're on our way to normal.
I hope so. Victor Jakes joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Even as we speak, they are debating the infrastructure package, the $1.2 trillion real infrastructure, not the so-called human infrastructure. What do you know about what's in that $1.2 trillion package, and how much of it is actually roads and bridges?
Yeah, I think the estimate I've seen was something around 30% to 40%.
Wow.
What you would consider traditional infrastructure. I don't think the package is very good. Obviously, it's a lot better than the $3.5 trillion package Democrats want to push through. But I think, we've got to turn the spending spigot off. And the claim that this is paid for, I don't think holds merit either. And so I think this is just another boondoggle. Obviously, it's less of a boondoggle than what may be coming afterwards, but I certainly wouldn't support it.
Let me just ask you, what is holding this thing up? I thought if this was bipartisan and there's agreement, how come they can't find the votes? And why are we still debating this thing? And why are we going to be voting on this? I think somebody told me it's going to be like 12 midnight Pacific time before they come to a vote. Why does it take this damn long to make laws?
Well, I mean, I don't think this is quite that long. I mean, they've been negotiating this for, you know, obviously for a few weeks, but, you know, the text of the bill, I don't think it's been available for, you know, maybe a week. And so I don't actually think they're spending that long on it. I think what happened is they broke the filibuster. I think they had 67 votes, you only need 60. And then they opened debate. I think one of the Republican senators required that they open 30 hours of debate on it. And so I think that's the delay. And again, for a package of this size, I mean, $1 trillion is an incredible amount of money. I certainly would like to see them take their time and I'm not very optimistic there'll be any sort of refinements in the bill, but I certainly think the bill could use them.
When it came time to proceed to debate, there were 17 Republicans voting with the Democrats, and I'm curious: is there a defense that they can or are offering as to why they voted to proceed? They could have killed it off right there.
I mean, if you wanted to make the case, you'd say, "Well, look, this is the compromise bill, so it's obviously not, you know, exactly what Republicans would prefer, but it's not exactly what Democrats would prefer." And so, you know, we want to get credit for passing the physical infrastructure parts of this bill. You know, we think that's important to make the investments in our community. And you know, if Democrats are going to pass something by reconciliation, well, they could have just thrown this all into reconciliation. So we might as well go along with the parts that we agree with.
Waiting in the wings, as you mentioned, is that $3.5 trillion infrastructure package, which is what Bernie Sanders is calling human infrastructure, kind of a nice euphemism. I'm curious what you make of that bill and its prospects.
Well, I mean, at this point, you got to think they're pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Manchin or Sinema, have them ratchet down the spending just, you know, 10 or 20%, but, you know, they can pass it with reconciliation. I think the biggest question is, are they able to push an amnesty bill in there? By all accounts at this point, there is an amnesty bill in there. I don't think clear how wide, you know, how broad it is. And then there's the question of will the parliamentarian, allow it to be in the reconciliation bill? And I don't think that decision has been made at this point. So I would be surprised if they didn't pass something. But I mean, if they start looking at the polls, I think they have plenty of reason to be nervous. I think the American public is finally waking up and realizing that, wow, we spent a lot of money and the economy is not fully functioning because we just keep paying people not to work. The prices are going up. And then add on top of that all this debt. And I think you've given people plenty of reason to be concerned.
That's a nice segue to our next question, because we had a great jobs report last week. The unemployment rate coming down from 5.9% to 5.4%. But I'm curious, and you just touched on it just in the last minute. What happens in September when that $300 a week federal money for the unemployed goes away? Is that going to send more people back into the workforce?
Well, it certainly should. I mean, there's certainly been a lot of reports about people who are plenty happy on unemployment and are making comparable, if not more, than what they would make in a job. And so I think you're going to see that help the situation. I mean, I do think you have to. I think another part of it is people are realizing, well, maybe I want a different job, and so some of those service sector, hospitality jobs are going to have to start paying more. But I do think ending the extra unemployment benefits will help.
Do you think though that people will finally realize, hey, the gravy train is over? And should we have in our state, as they did in a bunch of states around the country, given the money back to the federal government?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just go to a restaurant. I mean, you just go anywhere. There's lots of job openings. Nevada's unemployment rate is still, 7.8%. We haven't gotten the July numbers yet. And it's not for lack of jobs. The U.S. economy passed 10 million open jobs for the first time ever. So it's incredible to see such a high unemployment rate. I mean, 5.5% isn't that high. But in places like Nevada, obviously, it's a bit higher than that. And so it's amazing to see that level of an unemployment rate with many jobs available. And that tells you there's some sort of disconnect. And I think a large part of that is government policy.
Again, more with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll talk about Andrew Cuomo. Is the governor a goner? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on this Monday back-to-school edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, if someone has a hefty balance in their IRA, and let's say they're over 59 and a half, is it time to talk about a Roth conversion?
Well, Steve, it's never a bad time to talk about a way to put your money in a place where you don't have to share it with Uncle Sam and Uncle Cooper anymore.
I like that. I like the sound of that.
So what am I talking about? Well, if you have money in an IRA or a 401k, and it's not a Roth, it's a regular IRA, regular 401k, and you see the balance grow, you're excited because you have a right to be excited. Your money's going up. You've battled the market, and you're going up. The problem is, Steve, you've taken all the risk. Who gets to enjoy a lot of your return?
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Sam and Uncle Cooper, because you have it in a taxable account. So how can you not have it in a taxable account? Well, you can look at Roth conversion strategies. Now, there's no free lunch out here in the world, especially when we're talking about taxes. So if you want to convert your money, you're going to have to pay tax on the amount you convert that year. Or you can also, here's another thing to do, take advantage of your Roth 401k or a regular Roth account when you're putting money in. Now, you don't get a tax write-off, but that money will grow tax-free forever, and you won't have to take it out unless you want to take it out in the future, and it will pass on to your next of kin tax-free as well. So there's a lot of strategies. It's complex, and that's why a lot of you out there have not taken advantage of the Roth strategies. We utilize Roth in our TNS strategy, the tax navigation strategy, so we can show you if you have big balances in your IRAs, how much you can convert per year and not have it hurt you that much in taxes. So, Steve, the next 20 people who call, we'll put together for them their own total retirement plan. It's 22 different steps. One of them is one we're talking about here, no cost or obligation.
That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bad news for blue state governors in the People's Republic of California. You've got Gavin Newsom facing a September 14th recall vote, and the early indications are he will probably be voted out of office. Meanwhile, Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York is facing both political peril and, criminal action for some of the stuff that he allegedly has done. Joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What does it tell you about these blue state governors that are in trouble and will probably be out on the street relatively soon?
Well, I think they're two very different cases, obviously. I mean, I think what's happening to Gavin Newsom, and I don't know if I'm quite as optimistic as you are. I think there's a real shot he's kicked out, but by no means a sure thing. I think actually a lot of that is driven by just general dissatisfaction with how California is going. Coronavirus is part of that. Obviously, the state in many places is locking down again or requiring mask mandates, and I think that's going to backfire for him in the recall. But high taxes, high crime, high housing prices, those just simply aren't very popular. And what a lot of the polling shows is that Hispanic voters, which is a huge percentage of the voting population there, have gone from Newsom supporters to Newsom, not big fans of it. And I think that's really weighing on him. And then obviously, Cuomo, they're both scandals, but the fact that he survived the nursing home thing, with his reputation still intact is just incredible. He's honestly probably got a pretty good chance of surviving the sexual harassment scandal. I mean, he just basically sits there and forces the legislature to impeach him, and I'm not so sure they will.
At least the stuff I've seen today seems to indicate that the leaders in the assembly there, the state assembly, are saying they've got the votes to impeach him. It's just a matter of they got to go through the protocol. Do you know something different? Because I can't find anybody supporting the governor.
No, that's huge. I had not seen that. I apologize. I mean, that's obviously a game changer. If it looks like there's a realistic path to impeachment, maybe that changes things. Maybe he he steps aside and tries to just, I don't know. What do you maintain your dignity? I just get out of the public limelight. I'm not sure. But that's going to be a really interesting case. I don't know. I still feel like there's still a chance he's going to hold on, but it certainly would be well deserving of impeachment. And I could be totally wrong about that.
You are an optimist, sir. I mean, but because really and truly, in all the clips that we've been gathering, I can't find any Democrats saying anything good about him at all.
Well, I mean, they didn't have anything good to say about Ralph Northam either, and
true.
Sat there and sat there and sat there, and he's still governor of Virginia. And so, I mean, obviously, if the legislature moves, that changes things pretty dramatically. But absent that, I think he's just going to try and ride it out.
Let me ask you: there's the political, and then again, there's the criminal and civil litigation that is going to follow. Is it going to be easier for him to be impeached or to be convicted criminally?
Boy, I guess you'll see what kind of evidence there is. I just the I mean, the hard thing, at least from the reading that I've done, is, you know, the situations were one-on-one. It doesn't seem like there were witnesses to some of the more egregious stuff. And so I think it just depends on, you know, is there that burden of proof? You know, is the pattern of behavior, is that, you know, maybe push it over the top? But, I mean, just the practical difficulty of saying, you know, I was in the governor's office and he assaulted me, you know, as true as that may be,